Well, as I'm sure you already know, the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour is underway. The eastern leg of that tour kicked off in Columbus, Ohio yesterday, and it made its way over to Anderson, Indiana. Mark Bernard, Pro Farmer Crop Consultant from Minnesota, says variability would probably be the best way to sum up day one.
It was just absolutely tremendous this year. The route that we ran, running down from Columbus down in between Cincinnati and Dayton and on back up into Indiana, into Anderson, we saw yields vary anywhere from 90 up to 224 bushel acre, and that is just absolutely awesome. Likewise, on the soybean side, we saw some pod counts in that 3x3 about 682, and on the high side, we were up to about 1,600, so extreme variability.
But Bernard says you could use another word to describe conditions in some areas. Disappointing.
I guess in the route that we ran, I was a little disappointed, I guess, in what I saw as far as corn on the Ohio side of the border. Once we crossed the border into Indiana, we saw things pick up a little bit, and indications are as we head into tomorrow, that's probably what we'll see as well. That's what we saw on our way down through when we were on our way to Columbus.
Bernard describes the observations made on plants throughout day one.
From the phone call standpoint, we saw the expected drought symptoms, lower leaves peeling down, running flat against the stalks, and burned up cornfields in general. On the insect side, we saw lots of people coming back with pictures of things like Japanese beetles, bean leaf beetles, and lots of spider mite symptoms as well.
Scouts on the eastern leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour finished with Indiana today, and then they'll move on into our state, Illinois, tomorrow, while the western leg of that tour will move into Nebraska tomorrow. They started in South Dakota, where compared to a year ago, Pro Farmer showed a 5.8% increase in corn yields at 101.5 bushels per acre for the state. The tour on the western side also showed an increase in pod counts in soybeans by 15.8%. Terry Johnston is a crop consultant for Pro Farmer.
I was pleased with the soybean crop. It was fairly consistent. Not a lot of disease, insect pressure, not a lot of weeds. Quite a few pods. Pod counts actually up a little bit from last year. And so I think overall the bean crop looks real good. And noting that we usually don't have mud on our boots for the whole trip through South Dakota, usually on this western tour, that was encouraging and maybe even gives us a little more potential on the soybean crop there as far as yields go.
In the August crop production report, USDA showed an increase of 20.6% in South Dakota corn production. Johnson says they may have been too optimistic.
Based on what we saw today, we were up a little bit from last year, but I don't think to the degree that, you know, what they were measuring. I think we were a little disappointed in some of the fields we were in, some lower populations than maybe we would like to have seen. So just fewer ears to count, and then pollination issues just because of the heat at the time that it came. The rains obviously are a little bit too late to help the corn, and so might be just a little optimistic at the number that they're putting out there the first part of August.
Johnston says the different planting dates from field to field in the state made for variable conditions.
Quite variable. Talking to producers, they got in a little bit earlier than normal in some cases, but then had a stretch where they were too wet, and so that delayed plantings, and we saw everything from corn and milk stage to dent. So I think that's going to play a little bit. The earlier planted corn looks a little better. The later planted corn, the heat came at the wrong time, and again, that's where we ran into some pollination issues, I think. A lot of tip back on the ears and some inconsistencies there.
Day two of the western leg of the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour will sweep through Nebraska, as you've already heard. That'll happen tomorrow, while the eastern tour finishes scouting Indiana today and moves on into Illinois tomorrow. We'll have more on Wednesday.